We're covering games all season long. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
We are back at the Avenue Center for the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Between the Ben Smith Cells, Peterborough Minor Bantam Peats, and the Lambton Junior Sting, as mentioned. And the Sting are on the attack right now, sending it down to the Peat zone. Icing is waved off. It's a race for it. The Peats get to it first. That's Owen Hickey with it. Good job defending off his man. And it falls to Hill, and Hill just wisely smothers it up, and they'll have a face-off in the Peat zone with 7:36 remaining in this third period, tied up at twos. Each team's getting a full line change. There's actually, I think one of the Sting players is going across to the change room. I'm not sure if there's a player down or... Oh, yeah, one of the Sting players looks like he's shaking up on his wrist. I think it's Glavin, and he's going across the ice. He's going to go right to the change room. We probably won't see him again. We hope he's all right. Not quite sure what happened. Not sure if that happened earlier in the game, but he went straight from the bench to the change room with one of the coaches as well. Again, number 5, Josh Glavin. And now the Peats win that draw in their zone. And Corcoran, Crummy, laying the hip check out there, and it does wisely as he pushes off the puck. But the Peats are still on the attack here. Wood, Chamberlain just trying to get it out, and he does just that. Now the Peats regroup. Peats Brady, I think it is, sends it into the Sting zone, but they send it right back out. Crummy just misses the check. And now Donald in his own zone for the Peats, sending it down ice. It's going to be on net though, so icing is waved off. Wood for the Peats, right on net, easily smothered up, another face-off. Still no goals in this third period. No goals in the first, no goals in the third as of yet. 4 goals in the second though, as this game is squared up, 2 apiece. As the Peats tried to remain undefeated on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week Season 2, as they are 3-0-1. And the Peats in the neutral zone. Watson loses his glove after laying a check, and now McNamara kind of just pushing his glove away from him. And the puck is back in the Peats zone. Stewart still with it. Gets pushed off the puck heavy. The Sting is still throwing out the body. And the Sting sent it all the way down into the zone again. Chambers has some time. Cross ice pass doesn't quite work out. Not sure he was looking for. Weingard for the Sting, send it back in. A little bit of ping pong here now, back and forth. Oh, there's a cross ice pass. That could have been dangerous. Birkbeck intercepted that, but it was just a second or two late as it went offside, and it'll be a face-off in the neutral zone with 6:11 remaining in this third period. Minor Hockey Game of the Week is brought to you in part by Team Courier of Mincom, Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier at 705-927-2774 or online at teamcourierhomes.ca. And let his team of real estate experts help you. And of course by FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio door products. See them online at FCIWindows.com. And the puck is in the Sting zone. The Peats have it. Hickey at the point. Peats shot from the point. Doesn't quite reach the net. There's a rebound. Too close to the net, though. Good job by Duncan, the goalie, to get in the way of that. Now the Sting 3-on-2 going the other way. The Sting 3-on-2 still. Shot wide net. Give up a rebound, but Brickback couldn't get enough on it. And the puck goes all the way down the ice again. Not sure if he'll go for an icing. Icing's waved off. Lave has to get to it. The perfect weight on that not to be icing. And there's a... Brady has it. Turnover in the zone. Left it for Morden, but they were not on the same wave. And now Frederick. Morden in the neutral zone. Morden getting around his man. Deep into the corner now. Rock Flanders, I think it is, pushing him off the puck. Morden and Rock fighting for it. Chamberlain helping out. 3 Sting there. They get away with the puck. And Brady keeping it in for the Peats at the point. Wood along the board behind the net. Watson. Oh, Duncan, you could feel that. You could see that little stomach drop feeling because he didn't know where the puck was, but it was right in front of him. as he gobbles it up with 4:47 remaining in the third, tied up at twos. Faceoff will be in the Sting zone to the left of Hayden Duncan. Now Donald for the Pizza will take this draw. He wins it. The Sting win it back though. Langhorne couldn't find his teammate. And now the Pizza on the attack again, circling, putting in a dangerous spot, but nothing doing there. Langhorne in his own zone. Dupuy with it. Getting into the Pete zone. De Innocenzo for the Pete's first one to it, but the Sting, their forecheck. Dupuy forced the turnover. Now the Pete's, oh, pushed off the puck. Good check there by Dupuy along the boards. And the Pete's just sent it all the way down the ice, and this will go for another icing. Lots of icings. 4 minutes remaining in this third still. 2-2. Really no idea where the next goal may be coming from. Could be from either side, I wouldn't be surprised. The faceoff will come all the way back into the Pete zone. Galeza behind his own net for the Pete's. Watson. And Corcoran. Crummy. Galeza keeps it in for the Pete's. But Crummy has it. And Sting still in their own zone. Ben Ruin. McNamara. McNamara was the one who was supposed to be receiving the check, but he ended up handing it out to Wood. And Lave still has it in their own zone. The Pete's are doing a good job forechecking right now. Hard check there by Crummy and Wood. And the Pete's, the second guy coming in, that'll be a penalty against the Pete's. That was not a smart move by the Pete's, as they will be on the penalty kill now. It's going to number 19, Finley Watson. As he saw a hard check handed out, and he went in there to retaliate. And usually the third guy in will always get the penalty. And now the Pete's, this could be a very costly penalty for the Pete's. With 3:28 remaining in the third, you have to think the next goal in this game could very well be the game winner. And the Sting, they're 2-for-2 on the power play so far. Let's see if they can make it 3-for-3. This will be a crucial moment for the game, no doubt. Birkbeck lining up for the Sting. The faceoff will be in the neutral zone. Mason Morden lining up for the Pete's. Morden wins it and sends it into the Sting zone, wasting valuable time off that power play. Brock Flanders behind his own net. The Sting still with it. And now Van Gorp gets around his man in the attack. Oh, he tried to pass. Oh, he sprawled out Glavin, but Glavin's back. Glavin was the one that went to the box, he went to the change room. Looked like he had an injured wrist, but he's back out there. See if he can make a difference. Glavin has it now. 1:22 remaining on the power play. Glavin enters the Pete zone. Glavin still with it. Glavin sent it to a dangerous zone. Brady was there to gobble it up. Puck slides right in the middle of the slot. No one was there, though, and the Pete's are able to get it out. And also get a much-needed line change. Now Rock Flanders is back. Glavin with it in his own zone. Glavin dumping into the Pete zone. 1 minute remaining on the power play. Dupuy along the boards. The Sting looking like they're getting their power play set up for the first time. And they do just that at the point. Now cutting inside. The Pete's break that up and get it down the ice. Good job there by the Pete's defensively. Doing a good job so far, but still a lot of work to do. And it's in the neutral zone. The Pete's get it down again. Corcoran. And now the Sting having, they have to retreat in their own zone. 30 seconds remaining on the penalty. Under 2 minutes remaining in the game. The Pete's are going to will be happy with this. And here's a chance for the Pete's on the penalty kill. Wrister high and wide of the net. That was Colby Wood, number 24. And now the Sting on the attack. Langhorne, that could have easily been a tripping call. The referee decided to keep his arm down. But the Sting, 7 seconds remaining, still an opportunity here. Lave with a shot. Nice save there by Hill. And that does it. The crucial power play. The Pete's were able to fight it off. Still a minute 22 remaining, though, and the Sting are still in the attack. Now here's a chance for the Pete's. There's a 3-on-1, 3-on-2. Oh, and Woodward just couldn't control it, and it's offside. The faceoff will be in the neutral zone with 1:15 remaining in the third period. Tied up at twos. The Peets have to feel extremely happy about fighting off that power play. The first power play they fought off, the first power play the Sting went without scoring. I think one of the teams called a timeout, actually. They want to go to the drawing board. 1:14 remaining in the third, probably not a bad idea, as I can pretty much guarantee that the next goal in this game will win it. Although I've seen crazier on recent editions of Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Shout out to both goalies who've had phenomenal games so far. Gavin Hill for the Peets and Hayden Duncan for the Lambton Junior Sting. Each team just talking it over a little bit. Not sure who called the timeout. Doesn't really matter, though. Both teams have the opportunity to draw up a plan. And the referees blow the whistle, and we're going to get this last, 74 seconds over and done with and see what happens here. Of course, this is the Boston Pizza Ice Fest edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. We're at the Evinrude Center. The faceoff is in the neutral zone. Corcoran against McNamara. The Sting come away with it. Along the boards. Glavin, hard check. The Peets Woodward looking for his teammate. Couldn't quite find him as it goes deep into the Sting zone. And still the Sting in their own zone. Stewart just couldn't keep it in for the Peets, but they have it in the neutral zone. Frederick now. 50 seconds remaining. Frederick. Sting forced a turnover. They're in the Peets zone. McNamara sends it down in deep. Weingard racing for Van Rooten. But the Peets defense closing the door as of now. De Innocenzo behind his own net. 35 seconds remaining. Glavin at the point. Weingard circling in front. Glavin, he's in the high slot. On his backhand though. Can't get the shot off. And the Peets just trying to push him off the puck. Van Rooten behind his net. Puts in a dangerous spot, but the defense is there in the position they're supposed to be. 15 seconds remaining. Still in the Peets zone. The Peets send it down ice. This will go as an icing, I think. It will go as an icing. 5 seconds remaining, so this will surely be the last chance of the game. See if the Sting. Another timeout called. All right. 5 seconds remaining. I guess the Sting are drawing up a scheme. If they win this draw, see if they can get a shot from the point and get a deflection off, maybe. But the Peets, I think they'll be happy with this one to go home with a 2-2 draw now with 5 seconds remaining and a face-off in their own zone. Five seconds is plenty of time to win a face-off and get a pass or two across, really. My guess would be they try to win the pass or try to win the draw, play it back to the point, maybe pass it to the defensive pairing. And hopefully get an open shot or get a stick on the deflection. And for the Peets, well, I think their best hope is to just win the draw and get it behind their own net and just let that time wind down. The referees blow their whistle, and we're about to get underway for the next 5 seconds. Let's see if there could be a difference maker, a game winner. Face off to the left. The Peets win that draw and they get it down the ice and nothing doing. Donald's racing for it, but nothing on up on it. That'll do it. A very entertaining game as this one finishes 2-2 between the Ben Smith Sells Peterborough Minor Bantam Peets and the Lambton Junior Sting. I'm Aaron Canton. Thank you for listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5.